Good afternoon, everybody. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm glad to talk to you again. You've tuned into Radiance by Design here on WBBS, wonderful BBS Radio. WWW stands for Wonderful, 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 BBSRadio.com. And let's see, what we're going to talk about today, and as you know, it's a call-in show, and what we want to talk about today is about you and how are you handling the demands these days. Obama got in. For a lot of us, that's very exciting. For a lot of people, there's trepidation as well. And bottom line, no matter which side of the fence you are, who you voted for, we know that the new president has a real huge job. He's been fighting. He's going to be trying to reassemble life. My understanding is that a lot of the power structures were way out of our vote, way out of our control, way out of news reporting, way out of any of the ken that we tend to lean on to decide what's been going on in the country. A lot of you know that already. And so now what we've got is possibly a lot more of a trustworthy government and so on, but we also have some foxes in the hen house, so I'm hearing my guest at Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock is Linda Sherman, who wrote the book What Next? She talks about, well, her book is also called A Survival Guide to the 21st Century, and she's talking about the various phases and influences, what the astrological dynamics are on the in the universe that are affecting our planet and what we're up against as we come toward 2012. And she's got a lot to say about world economics, the economics in this country, the various people that are going to be put in high positions in Obama's cabinet. And I think we're going to have a very interesting, kind of a gripping discussion. In the meantime, we're going to talk at Radiance by Design. We're going to talk to you about what's going on in your world and how to maintain a kind of a, you know, we know that we've got an economic disaster sort of looming around us all, and it's global. How do we maintain a sense of personal power? How do we support and help each other? How do we center and actually become very dynamic at this period of time and not just collapse into holy mackerel? How come my security is all gone? How do we find security in ourselves? We're going to do some energy stuff. Always we're doing energy stuff to run the fields and frequencies through ourselves to move some of the more discouraged and discouraging aspects of our past memory recordings in our body. Because, you know, we're vibrational vehicles of light. We're vibrational vehicles, and what we accrue through millions of years or thousands of years are these kind of dense patternings that run through our system. And in those dense patternings, we have reactions that might prevent us from feeling really excited about ourselves, might prevent us from feeling really strong about our ability to create. So we're going to do some clearing on that level, and we're also going to create and design a strength and a centering within ourselves consciously so that we can create a reality that we want. My understanding of this time is that one of our greatest assets right now is going to be learning to be more and more entrepreneurial, the good old American way, the good old Canadian way, because I'm from Canada. But there, most of these cultures have been based on an entrepreneurial consciousness. So I feel like no matter what I read, whether it's about 2012, whether it's Linda Sherman's book, What Next?, whether it's just snippets here and snippets there, I just keep seeing how we're going to have the chutzpah, the insight, the mutual support to start creating businesses of our own where you can count on where the revenue is coming from and going to. And I'm hearing an awful lot of that kind of stuff. And in fact, I feel kind of more, and I don't know how many of you do, but I feel much more kind of, radiant, like, wow, it's going to be a big mess for Obama to pick up. But here we all are, and we can create success and solutions all together. Another interesting thing is I don't think it's just Obama that brought the light up. I think the light is coming through, and I think it's coming from I wouldn't have said this a while back, but I'm going to say it now, through extraterrestrials. I think it's coming through becoming the sixth day in the Mayan preparation for 2012. You know, they have these day one, day two, day three. Well, sixth day is a time of vision, of excitement, of new ideas, of creativity, of moving together. I was just reading a tiny wee blurb called Heartlink, I think. Carrielle, who has a show on this station as well, she sends out a little blurb, and hers was also mentioning the sixth day and saying it was the time of the hippies, the evolution of the whole hippies, the rise of that kind of consciousness that came up the last time this sort of influence was going on. Now, as Linda Sherman is telling us, this is the time in history that has only been met 25,000 years ago. So we're coming through time of ending of all kinds of phases. Some are very short, some have been very long, but they're all coming to an end between now and 2012, and it's evidenced in our political system. So the bottom line, what I'm really going on about, is throwing all these tidbits in and saying, oh my gosh, it doesn't matter how you look, everything's changing, it's got to change, it's being cleansed, it's being, things have been dumped, we've had to become stronger, clearer, have greater resonance, have a higher frequency, and to have much greater ability to step forward and do something about things and not just wander around thinking Big Brother's taking care of me and I don't like him anyway, but really stepping forward and being dynamic about our creativity. So we're going to do a lot of different things during this show, and I really want you to be calling in. One of the things I like to start with is an energy clearing technique. And the way we do that, I love to do this, is with the structures. These are vibrational structures that I'd like you to see really, really, really bright and really radiant, radiant by design. And when you're in those structures, or when you're using the structures as a workplace, you can do so much magic. It really enhances the way we manifest, the way we create our reality, the way we feel, the way we support our own dynamic vehicle of light, because you're, remember, a vibrational vehicle, so you're vibrational first. If you find a way to really protect and support your vibrations, you don't just suck in everybody else's stuff, do you? You have a way of buffering yourself and then maintaining your own authenticity and integrity on the planet. So I love doing these. Want to do them with me? Take a few minutes and close your eyes. Unless you're walking or driving or doing cartwheels. And then see above you. Oh, let's do the galactic center one, because we're talking about the galactic sixth day. So let's go way out into the galactic center and draw a crystalline tube from the galactic center, bringing it all the way down through the top of your head, down all the way through your spine, and into the core of the earth. Got it? And now you're going to use the golden ball above your head, perhaps 2 miles. And that golden ball is so radiant, it's shocking, isn't it? It's very beautiful, and it's your own, isn't it? But above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and below your spine, about 40 feet, and drop a filament of light that is also radiant through that crystalline tube and all the way through your body and down into the lower golden ball. Now we're going to do the octahedron. We're going to see from the upper golden ball, we're going to drop a four-sided pyramid, and I like to have the points of the pyramid, the base of the pyramid, pointing front, back, and side to side. I'm sure you could change them around if you wanted. And then we're going to do an upside-down pyramid, meeting the points. And we're going to drop the upside-down pyramid into the lower ball. And I like to stick a golden ball on each of the points. So now you're in this amazingly beautiful, very, very vibrant structure. Can you feel it? And inside of that, create a crystal ball. What color are the crystal colors in your crystal ball? And have the outside edges of the crystal ball match the inside edges of your structure. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. And that, to me, is easily explained as a three-dimensional Star of David. There's better ways of explaining it, but it's basically two pyramid. Well, I won't go into all that. Just look at yourself in a three-sided or a three-dimensional Star of David, and then spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, spin. You can feel your frequency shift when you do this. And as you spin, you look on the magical screen in front of you, and on that screen, you want to create little movies, or maybe big movies, because it's the magical screen, isn't it, of what it is you want to create in the world, who you are, how you want to change that. So I always start off with something about myself, and then I add maybe something about resources and about love and personal life. And I like to set up what I call the galactic healing room. And I like to do some political stuff. And also, I have some creative dreams, just like you do. I like to see myself accomplishing those. So let's go through this very dynamic workshop space. We're going to go into our magical screen and create movies. Remember to feel your role in those movies. Don't just see them, but feel them, okay? First, it's all about us, ourselves. Yourself becoming multidimensional. Excellent. Now let's pop to the second movie. Let's use resources, since resources are a humongous issue right now. So let's go into the second movie and see those resources just coming to you. You're very creative. You're creating your resources. You attract them. You're magnetic. You have them moving on through in your beautiful picture. And you see whatever it is you want to create coming to you easily and effortlessly. You can even throw in how. You can say they're coming to me through da-da-da-da-da or through work that presents creativity and integrity and is service to the planet and evolution. I don't know what you want to do I? All right, now you move from there into one of your great creative ventures. You see yourself doing that. See yourself being paid for it. See yourself accomplishing that. Good. And now I want to see us in the galactic healing room. And let's call in a team of healing folks. Who's that going to be? Some of you will just see beings come in and surround the table or the chair, however you set up your healing room. And angels and beings of light and consciousness, friends, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. And those bring in somebody that you want to work on, whether it's somebody you love and are related to, or someone you're worried about, somebody who's sick, or somebody who's going through a huge change. And we'll have that person lie on the table. Or it can be us sitting on a chair. Now, what is it you see your healing team doing? What is it you're doing to assist and help that person? Okay. And you think you've made an impact and change people if you like? Put yourself on the table. Now let's do one more. Excellent. And sometimes when you finish that, you can, you know, this is magical, so you can send that person that whole picture over here, and it can continue. It doesn't need you to stand there and observe it or to participate. Just continue until it finishes. So we've done three, and we can do as many as we want, but we have a radio show to do, so we'll come to the political section now. Let's see, however you want to work on this. Let's see various political figures. And the results, I'm not trying to be partisan here, so the results we're seeking are for the greater good, aren't they? So you want to see people moving toward living a life of integrity, and you want to wrap certain people in light, that might offset some of their greed, that things can be turned. We see ourselves turning things for the greater good. Yeah, for the greater good. Again, and we see that the money solutions to the economic debacle is getting clearer, and our investments are becoming more obvious that we can work our investments. We see maybe many entrepreneurial situations. It's all part of the same political structure, isn't it? Having advantages for people on the planet. And then we'll finish it by filling ourselves. Just reach your arms up for a moment and draw in a bright, bright pink, radiant, harmonious light. Draw it in through the top of your head and have it move out through your heart. And have it move around the world and touch and ignite harmony and love in places that are suffering. I just want to take it right to Iraq, where there's still all kinds of war stuff going on, and various parts of the world. I want you to take that ribbon of pink light and drop it in and out of places where there's an awful lot of stretched dynamics amongst people and pain and so on. And bring that light over to Washington. That the transition, the Obama transition, would be better and better, and that he'd be protected. I like to see it going in and amongst many of the people of incredible power, that their grip might be lessened on some of the more greed-oriented. All that offshore investment and other great scams that have kept money out of this country and kept people sort of safe from paying taxes and all of that. I don't know. I just don't know. So then we're going to cover the whole planet. And people are very, very sick, and we want to drop that pink light into those areas and send them love. And then we're going to go all over the planet and the polar bears and the ocean, just cover the planet with this pink light. And we know there's a lot of extraterrestrial support watching at this time. We also know that there's some extraterrestrial action, which is not so hot. So let's just swath this light round and round and round our planet so those beings will see it and know it's there and know that we can be a harmonious and evolutionary species. And then bring some of the light back into your heart so that it's gone full circle. And now jump back into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. I notice I feel so much more kind of safely sparkling and protected when I do that. And you know what? My guides have said for a long time something I don't actually understand on the physical level, but they said that, you know, as we keep creating our visions and we keep sending light to various places, they say that it's like there are going to be two worlds. You're going to feel like you're in a world that's separating from a world. And there are people who are highly committed to life as it is on the planet. And there are those of us who are trying to live it very differently and to evolve. And there's something about the way our visions are and the way we're holding the light and changing the energy is changing the reality that's going to make us experience what seems like two worlds. We won't even be able to reach people on the other world after a while. So that's really perplexing for me because I can't quite figure it out. I can't quite fathom it. I don't know whether it's just super metaphorical, whether we just don't see people because we're running around in the same reality but we no longer have any vibrations in common, or whether there's actually two balls hanging around with the moons going around them. I don't know. I think it's up to our imagination. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want you to call in. What we're going to talk about today is how we go back into center, how we center ourselves, and how we clear up the stuff that's kept us. For example, there's a lot of financial disaster going on the planet, and a global economic disaster, which we should have been paying enough attention to know when and where it was going to happen. But we didn't, right? And I think you're going to have to get the numbers, because I went and pulled the numbers out of my book when I was traveling. Bob, right beside my desk, there's a folded paper. But it's 877-876-5227. I can remember that that's the first number. That's if you're calling from the U.S. 877-876-5227. And the rest of them are all up on your screen. I'd really love it if you call in. And if you don't call in, I'm going to be doing some readings on you anyway. But in any case, what I'm trying to say is so many people are going, okay, we had a very exciting election time, and that was very wonderful, and yet we know that the work is just starting. And a lot of people start talking about the scary parts, and then we get dysfunctional. So what we want to do is steer our ship. We're vibrational vehicles of light. We want to steer our ship through it and become contributors and really sort of make this life a very dynamic and precious life all together. The other day I woke up right after Obama got in, and it was funny because I went, this is not just about Obama. There's tremendous light coming onto the planet. I could feel it, and I can hear that you called in, and I'm glad. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to talk about what you were just talking about, the two world things.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought a lot about that, and can I give you my take on it?
You betcha. I love it.
I think it's frequency, and I think that, you know, the way I like to see it is, even why we don't see those on the other side is because we're running a lower frequency.
Right.
And it's when our frequency speeds up, the lower frequencies disappear, you know. It's just like how you don't physically experience the lower frequencies than you're running right now, why we can be occupying the same physical space as people on the other side, but we're not physically seeing them because they're running a higher frequency. So I think when our frequency raises, that's how the two worlds can exist simultaneously, is just different frequencies.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, we've been learning a lot about how the ETs are cloaked by frequency
as
well.
Yeah. And, you know, the other way I list Abraham Hicks a lot. The other way I like to think about frequency in your life is metaphorically like a house. Like the lower frequencies, all the garbage is in the basement. And when you raise your frequency, all your goodies are in the attic. You know, and the higher your frequency is, the more pleasant your world is. It's because it's just like when they say that when you manifest stuff, it's all waiting there in a goodie bag, but you've got to raise your frequency up to that goodie bag.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. That's
and we're all getting exactly what we're asking for. We're just not keeping our frequencies at that place that we were running when we asked for it. It arrived, but when you lower your frequency, you don't experience it, but it's there.
And you're right, and I just want to say this, that a lot of times we're loaded with lower frequency belief structures in the subconscious and so on.
Yes,
and that's
I agree.
Why we need to keep working on it, because thoughts have a frequency, don't they? And what
and just to keep setting your attention to realize how to keep raising your frequency.
I like that a lot. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Lowest common denominator. I think it's the easiest way to understand everything. And I think it all boils down to frequency and energy.
My guides used to tease me and say, you're a frequency flyer.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that was like 10 or 12 years ago, but it's true. And you're absolutely right. So the other thing that we need to add to that is that when your frequency is really high, and it's taking quite a bit of discipline, but I get it, we're getting a lot of help from the universe.
Yes.
You literally will lose touch with.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
People who are committed to staying the way they were.
Yep. And, you know, it's contagious. I think when you run around the world, keep a high frequency, you know, people, it just gives the people at a lower frequency a place to rise to.
Yeah, because we're all in it together. But it's so weird because I feel this, well, anyway, it seems to be happening so fast these days as we build up to 2012. And I remember when I was talking to Kalaman, who's kind of a 2012 expert, and he was talking about how the frequencies, the basic frequencies on the planet, are moving up at such a rate, and they're going to be going 20 times as fast by 2012, so that the can you understand what I mean when I go that the graph is going almost straight up? Finally?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's the most important thing for everybody is to pay attention to keeping their frequency up. You know, if you can't do anything else, just do what makes you feel good. You know,
yeah.
Turn on the music that keeps you happy. However you can keep your frequency up, then, you know, you can. I think the whole transition can be really smooth.
Yeah.
But when you start, you know, going into fear in those low frequencies, I think that's when the change isn't so pleasant.
I think you're absolutely right. But the other thing about higher frequencies, Vicki, that I think is pretty interesting, is it can get you kind of dithered. It can make people like... Blah, blah, blah,
because... Yeah, it takes the physical body, I think, a little adjusting.
I know, it's really fun, isn't it?
And, yeah, I find myself lisping to right and left every once in a while, like somebody's pushing me over.
Yeah.
Or like, my body's all of a sudden having to get used to, like, I have, you know, just landed here on Earth, or like you've been in a boat for a while and set foot on land. It's kind of that way.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, actually. If you keep a sense of humor and you know what it is, it's fun.
Which is good for your frequency.
So what you're saying is we've got to laugh, we got to get it going, we got to spin our bodies, we got to do our structures, we got to make sounds. Got to do breathing, and we got to shift that frequency.
Dance, sing, play good music. Yeah, just don't believe that we're all falling apart, you know, going to hell. I think it's just, you know, it had to unravel to re-ravel.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to ravel from a much different place. Is there such a word as ravel? We're going to ravel. I don't know if that's the word.
Yeah, and that, I just wanted to say something about that energy that came through when he was giving his speech.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever felt anything so strong. And then the amount of people that were not for him that flipped to the other side just in that moment that, you know, you hear people talking. I've heard quite a few people saying, I wasn't for him, but I love him.
I know. Yeah, it's because that light is so incredible.
Yeah,
I think it reminds me that he is not necessarily... just that himself, that is coming through him, and that is being brought to the planet.
Oh, yeah, and I wasn't meaning that it was coming from him. I just meant that I really felt like the planet was being showered with this incredible gift at that moment.
Yeah, and what I love about that is then we're not all just hanging on this one man. We're all having to raise our frequencies and meet with the light and really work on it.
Yeah, I think he's symbolic of where we all want to go, where George Bush used to be.
Where he used to be?
Well, he was symbolic of where we had wanted to go. You know, we all created him as a symbol for what we all...
Well, we might have created him as a big disruptor.
Yeah. But I think Obama represents, you know, collectively what we've all redecided.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. We just got to always send light that he's always safe.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really? I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's just my phone, maybe.
Okay. I say we need to send light that he's always safe.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, thank you, Vicki. It's always wonderful to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. I'll let you go now.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, she's absolutely right. That's a very exciting call. She's rephrased. The conversation about frequency is always absolutely delightful. Isn't it interesting the word delightful has light in the middle? Delightful. So it's like bringing delight in, isn't it? And that's what's happening. We could change. You know, we keep hearing also Lazarus teaches, and probably others do too, that for those of you who don't know, Lazarus is a very well-known channeled coalescence of beings who come through Jack Purcell. But he has taught those who studied with him for 25 years or whatever. He's taught a lot about how these are the end times of Atlantis revisited. So many of us were here on the planet, excuse me, when Atlantis faced its final demise. And apparently it went down because of fear, a lot of fear, greed, infighting, and so on. But people lost, when things started to come apart, people lost their courage, people lost their heart, people lost their focus and their goals, and the whole thing went down. So apparently we're here to reconnect with the end times, in the sense of, and this is the end of the way our society is being, but we're to reconnect in such a way as to create a higher frequency resolution and also to stick together. I don't know how you guys felt, but when the day after the election, I felt so full of possibility of being able to connect with all of you and make huge group changes. And I've not been a group person for, 35 years. I used to be pretty political years ago. But suddenly I felt like, wow, we can all pitch in and we can really make this a wonderful, wonderful time for our country. Isn't that exciting? So I don't know how you're feeling. You want to call in. It's 877-876-5227. That's if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And I'm looking here, I'm looking out there at people who have, there are people who've lost their houses. People whose sense of security is really, really devastated right now. But you know something? We have to find a way to support one another, to refind our center, and to create the reality that we believe in doing. So let me see if I can pick a couple of people here. If you don't phone in, I'm going to pluck you out of the ethers, okay? So I'm going to pick... all right, so I'm seeing this person who... first of all, I want to say you're going to be okay. This one looks like a man, and I believe, I say looks like because I'm not always sure, but this is a fairly manly. And I believe this person is very split inside, feeling, wanting to just collapse because it's so much for him right now. Everything he built in his life. And it's also a collapse of... do you know what the word iconoclasm is? I love that word, and some people lately have said, I don't know what that means. What it means is you've got an ideal, you've got something you really believe in, and something comes along and breaks it up. So this is a really for people who bought houses that they wanted to count on for their future and so on, who've lost those houses. It's a very iconoclastic time. Nothing is as secure as it seems, so they're always like having these images shattered. And then we have to kind of redevelop what it is we found ourselves with or we ground ourselves with. And this person is having an incredibly scary time out there, who just feels like he's just cracking apart. He's older. He can't figure out how he's going to make his way. And I see the fear in his eyes and his head, especially the frontal lobe, which is what drives you forward. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some healing work, boys and girls. Let's do that. Because I want to say to this fellow, guess what? You have an opportunity coming up because of three or four people over here. I don't even know if you know them, but they're working with you in a short while to refund some of these houses that were invested in. It's like these are people who are coming up with, we talked about entrepreneurialism, coming up with an entrepreneurial way of getting, I think it's a little packet of about five houses, going and being able to be kept by the people that are losing them, or at least two or three of them are going to be able to be kept. And this guy, who was a businessman, I think he's close to retirement, is going to be involved, very involved, in recreating a way for people to get into their houses and to financially manage it. I don't know how he's doing it, but this is the guy who feels like he's a nervous wreck. Not nervous, he feels split inside, like he's not really sure how to get his foundation. He's questioning whether he's too old and so on. But again, we're saying there are going to be like four or five men. They look like they're all men in his case. And they're going to reorganize, totally reorganize a way to put these houses together and to have people back in their own houses. It looks like three of them work right off the bat. And what happens with this guy, I picked him out of the ethers, as I said, is all of a sudden he feels a new strength. And again, that light seems to be hitting him really well. So I just want to say to you, if you're out there and you're panicking or you're feeling really uneasy because you don't know what on earth is going to happen, remember to reach for the light, call in higher frequency energies, call them in consciously. Because when I look at this guy, that conversation and the coming up with solutions is increasing his ability to bring in and ingest the light. And he looks like he starts doing work with three of these other people anyway, who then take it farther, and they take it to a number of different places. So it's like he's beginning a whole new career. And we might have said, oh, it's all over for him because he's older. Pretty interesting times, isn't it? And again, like Vicki was saying, that if you change the energy, I love that line, change the energy, change the reality. So if we're really scared and our frequency is down and it's all shattered, our reality is going to look shattered too. But change that energy and lo and behold, life around you is going to change. So let's get at it. We have to do magic right now. It's the sixth day. We've just entered. We're entering tomorrow. The sixth day in the Mayan calendar's description of the preparation for 2012. And this day, and I really don't know how long a day is in this particular system, but it's the time of innovation, of great visions, of good possibility. And just, you know, when the universe shifts and a new phase begins, it does shift the base frequency in and around here. So let's see who else we can look at today. There's a lot of you people up there in Canada who are going through some really nasty stuff as well. I'm thinking of a woman, I believe she's in Saskatchewan, I'm not sure. Yes, she is. And she's absolutely panicking as well. Now, you stop that right now. Stop with the panic and let's do some breathing here, everybody. Let's put her in double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, so you have a diamond shape. Let's put my wonderful, the one I'm pulling out of the ether today, put her in a double tetrahedron and spin it and spin it and spin it. And let's just infuse it with pink light. Because that woman also, as she goes through this panicky time and this depressed time, as she spins herself and as she rises in frequency, some of the jobs that she's been applying for that seem to dismiss her start to call her in and start paying attention to her. And I see her being able to develop a whole bunch of new steps into her future, which this time is not just about grabbing a job, but this time is about incorporating a very creative aspect to her work. So that's going to be excellent. All right, let's see who else we've got here. Yeah, it's sort of interesting. What we want to do is send to the little children as well. There's so many children. As soon as I said, what else have we got here, and my guides showed me that there are a number of children who are being kind of impacted by the fear of their parents in this time of economic kind of dismay. And so they're saying send the children light and put the children in the star tetrahedron or the double tetrahedron and spin them, because a couple of them that I see are going to go through some really deep trials regarding how to help. You know, little kids do this. How do I help my parents? It's all my fault. Everything's terrible. And mom's crying and dad's very angry and so on. So we want to put those kids in light and have them spinning round and round and round, because one of them that I see, and this is just a really good example, one of them, we want to send him light, is going to go through some really difficult times over the next little while. But I think we can help him so he doesn't have to do that. And then in time, he's a real leader. He's a real teacher. But we're saying that you don't have to go through the really horrible, gritty, down in the dumps, downtrodden stuff. Oh, goody, we've got a caller. You can actually spin and sort and raise the frequency and do the clearing now, and he can arrive at his teaching position at a much younger age and not be absolutely laden with all that guilt and grief. So good afternoon. You're on the air.
Goody, goody.
Yay, it's your turn. Obama mama.
I saw a hat with that today. It's funny.
How are you doing?
I feel pretty good.
Good.
Thank you. I was going to ask you about love, but money keeps coming to my head before love.
Well, you know,
what's going to happen to me financially here? I'm drifting between situations.
And are you going to try to go back to teaching?
I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'll get well enough to handle all that. I don't really want to fit in that system anymore.
Well, I see you going into the system to do something. Is there a part job that you want there, like teaching?
No, I'm completely out of it for now. Still out of work because of the injury stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How there's no end in sight with that, so I'm
really.
Mm-mm.
And no compensation?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So that's why I'm able to do this artwork that I'm loving, but it's not selling.
Did you take it to the market?
I couldn't find one that would take it around here. All the farmers markets don't carry art. They only carry food.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing is that you're probably going to go back into the system somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like it's as much. You know what's really interesting about you is you don't really want to do that, but there's a lot of ways that you don't think that you're strong enough to go ahead and do what you want to do. Do you know that?
In that system?
Anywhere.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I think that that's why your back is so frail, because when I want to put you, here's what the guides are showing, is that you will go into a system and that you'll be doing some kind of special teaching, like a specific kind of class that you only do now.
Right. Yeah. That's what I've done before, right? Reading coach and this and that, right.
I
love.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks like it's coming up again for you.
Okay.
And the thing that I want you to do, and for everybody at home, they could help you with this and help themselves with this,
mm-hmm.
ask your back how it feels about going into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me what it says or what it feels?
I felt like I put on the brakes.
Okay. Good. Yeah, it's really important because there's something about you going into the system where you, to me, your body looks very wobbly. It just goes, I don't want to do that. I can't, you know. And I'm saying, yeah, you can, because it's not a lot of fun to be broke either. And you have some kind of special, I don't know what you've been teaching before, but this is a little bit different, and you're going to have a special gift coming forward and some special way of doing it. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
Were you teaching art?
I was teaching art, and I was a reading coach. And mainly I was teaching kids to feel empowered. I feel like I'm an infiltrator.
Oh, good.
In that I'm there to do something different than what, you know what I mean? I'm working on like a cellular, energetic level with kids.
We call that secret sacred agent.
Yes, that's what I feel like in there, yeah.
007, girl.
I'm 007 in the schools, yeah.
That's great, because that's probably what we're seeing, because I'm saying there's something very special about the teaching, what you bring. And so you will like it because you will be just deeply dedicated to it. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. And I have done it, and I did love it, but I have this fear of systems and stuff. But
well,
when I was in there, I loved it. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding on to that piece. But I'm not going to go forward with my art. I mean, in terms of a small business of my own. Because I really, really, really like it.
Well, honey, I think you're going to have an opportunity before your art takes off enough to please you.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you can't keep going with the art.
No, there's no way I could stop now, actually, but yeah.
No, but it seems to take longer to become...
Okay.
Now, make me wrong, because, you know, we need to get into visualization and then, again, clearing the back fragility and so on. We need to keep working on those things, because you can change any of the things I say. You know that.
Right, sure.
But at this point, it looks like you're teaching through the system some of the time is going to come faster than the money you need to make in art.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I love working with the kids.
Yeah, and they love working with you.
Aw.
You're going to have some real troubled kids.
Yeah, well, I was one of them, so I can relate to them.
Yeah, I feel like you'd go, oh, good.
Yeah, right, give them to me. I mean, when I went into a troubled class one time, I said, now, this is the gifted class, right?
And what did the kids do?
They rose up to that expectation. I was kind of experimenting.
Oh,
with, you know, you get what you expect.
Yeah.
And I felt like they rose up to it in a way. In a way, energetically anyway.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it looks like you're going to do okay, and you're actually growing, and you're expanding, and your frequency's going up, and there's a strength in you that you didn't used to have, darling. So,
mm-hmm.
Boy, oh, boy.
Thanks to you a lot.
Well, bless your heart, because you're going to, I'd say, bless your back.
Huh?
Bless your back.
Bless my back. Someone said I need to claim my crown, and that's what my back's about.
Yeah, and it's just knowing that, the final thing here is that it's knowing that when you go in to that system, you're not going the way you were before. You've integrated so much stuff.
Oh, okay.
That you're going in. Remember the secret sacred agent.
Yeah. When I'm spinning that tetrahedron, do you spin the top counterclockwise? Do they go different directions, the top and the bottom?
No. Mm-mm. I just spin the whole diamond thing.
The whole, the one inside the crystal ball.
Yeah.
That's spinning.
Yeah.
The top doesn't spin one way and the bottom the other?
No. I mean, you can do that. There are different meditations, but
oh.
I just get in there and spin the whole thing.
Yeah, I really love it. I can feel it click in this, when the two four-cornered pyramids lock together.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the, like, click, 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 click as they click around me. I love it.
Isn't that great? Well, and you know, when you're in the star tetrahedron, it's very like our Merkaba.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I always feel like I'm kind of transcending the physical dimension in that.
And things can't touch you and attach to you and stuff when you're spinning like that, I'm finding.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Like cords are coming at me from people and they can't touch me because I'm spinning so fast. Is that right?
Yep. And so if somebody calls you spinny, you can say, darn right. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings to
you. It took a long time to get through. I guess someone else didn't hang up, so that's why all the lines were tied up.
Oh, my. Same old thing. I'm going to have to wag my finger at those guys.
No, it wasn't them. The other person who called didn't hang up.
Oh.
And I also think you get so far out there, the phones can't reach you.
Well, isn't that great? So we just have to practice telepathy a little more.
Exactly.
So we don't need a phone, guys.
Exactly.
All right, darling.
Blessings.
Thanks. Blessings to you.
Thank
have
you.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a good call. And that girl has worked so hard on herself that her radiance is just coming up and coming up and coming up. And her life will get a lot more magical. What do I mean by magical? Magical is just a word we apply to things that we can't really see an obvious correlation between results and where we started, right? And frequency isn't always so obvious to people, but it is to you, isn't it? Because you're radiant by design. So I'll give you a wind-up about my paradigm shifter today is Linda Sherman. Linda Sherman was on a couple of weeks ago, and she wrote a book called What Next? A Survival Guide to the 21st Century. And she was telling us about all the trends and all the dynamics that were going on in the globe as far as economics go and who was stealing from whom and how we got bamboozled because we bought into stuff that came through the media and so on. And she's saying that there are some really amazing ways, trends that are going to come up on our planet that help us with both energy needs and investment needs and community needs and personal needs and how we can be more magical. And so tune in at 5 o'clock for that, and you are on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. This is Laris, Veronica. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you, Laris?
Well, I want to congratulate each other, all of us, for having, you know, this marvelous change, and we proved that we really, really, really went over the barrier of fear, and that's wonderful. You know, I feel like we are in front of Abraham Lincoln again. It's wonderful.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. So anyway, can you tell me quickly the first impression when I project myself in your vision? What should be my primary focus now?
When you mean we go into the magic screen?
Yeah. What do you see that you can tell me?
That you, oh my, so you're actually changing. What I see inside of you is that you are changing. You're pulling apart inside. Remember I talked about how the worlds are going to come apart? You're pulling apart inside. So this part of Laris that has been trained and experienced in life is one aspect, and the other aspect is magical, kind of a healing Laris that's very innocent and ready to take on the world in a very new way. I feel like there's those two of you that are sort of splitting. Do you feel that?
Yes, I do.
And so when you're talking about, and I think if I understand you correctly, it's when you go into the magical screen and what you see there, and I see I would want you to be integrated, and I'd want your frequency to be moving up very fast. And that's what I would put on the first rung of that ladder if I were you, or the first phase of that movie. Does that make sense?
Yes. I just became a certified hypnotherapist in the United States. I am now in Barcelona.
Yay. Oh, that's wonderful. So what are you going to do with hypnotherapy?
I'd like to know if you see that really has a good chance to be my passion now from a while.
I think it's going to be just amazing. I think you're going to be so pleased with yourself, and I think you're going to be doing some kind of groups with it as if there are three or four people, and you do some research there. Does that make sense?
Could be, yeah. I have several plans and I'm see what is coming faster.
I like it very much for you. I think it's quite amazing. And it grounds you and centers you, but then it basically, this is probably what the whole show is about. It centers you so you can launch the higher level of self. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I'm going to have to go here because the show's pretty much over.
I know. Thank you very, very much, and good night.
Good night. I'm really glad that you called just at the end there. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. This is Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I love being an intuitive, and I love working with people and doing sessions on what's going on in your soul journey. What's going on in your life? How do the people around you and the situations around you reflect either your transformation or your stuckedness? And then with my stable of guides and angels, we do a lot of energy shifting and help you right out of that dynamic so that you can be who you really are. So if you want a session with me, call me at 510-595-5564. Either that or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Entwistle has no H. So it's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And what I really, and tell me you'd like a session, which would be great. Also, maybe you've got some ideas about what you'd like to talk about on Radiance by Design. There's some kind of feedback on the show, what we've been talking about and what touched you and what didn't. And like that, I'll see a lot of you on at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, where I'm on with Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, where I've been asking her team an awful lot of questions lately about what their experience is. What do they see? They're a wonderful, wonderful coalescence of being. Jackie herself is an amazing woman. So tune in at 8 o'clock on Thursday night on BBS Radio. And let's see, what else? Oh, my guest on Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock, which is in a couple of minutes, is Linda Sherman, and it's going to be very exciting. So I hope some of you can stay tuned. Many blessings and much love to all of you. Remember, we're contributors, we're vibrational vehicles of light, and we want to put out there a real high-frequency energy, and so it can be shared and it can be passed on. So much love to all of you, and many blessings as we participate in a grand evolution. See you in a few minutes.